Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The late tech tycoon Mike Lynch's superyacht, the one that sank off the coast of Sicily last August, is due to be brought to the surface this weekend. The 56-metre Bayesian is set to be taken from coastal waters near the fishing town of Porticello, with investigators in the UK and in Italy saying that raising the vessel is crucial to fully understanding what happened. The billionaire Mike Lynch, who was of Irish descent, his daughter Hannah too, they were among seven people who died when that superyacht sank off the coast of the Italian island. Well, from Italy, I'm joined by Nick Pisa, who's senior global reporter with the Mail Online. Nick, this is a really complex operation. It's going to cost multi-millions of euro to recover the superyacht. I know it's been underway for a little while now, but the expectation is that it'll be this weekend when it'll be brought to the surface. What more can you tell us about what's likely to happen?
Yes, good morning, Claire, to you and your listeners. As you said in that introduction, it's been quite a complicated operation to get to where we are at this stage now with, as you said, the lift planned for tomorrow morning and scheduled. I have spoken with the salvage crews early this morning. They say that it's all systems go for a 7 a.m. start tomorrow morning. The operation began back in April, just after Easter, and was continuing nicely, and they just there. Actually hoped to raise the Bayesian around about mid-May, but at the beginning of May, about a month or so ago, they had a tragedy with a diver, a Dutch diver who was involved in the operation, suffering a fatality whilst he was working at around 50 metres below the surface of the sea, which led to the whole operation being suspended for 10 days pending a local prosecutor investigating, and then it restarted, and then they've also had a bit of problems with bad weather. So that's has stalled it a little bit. They had hoped to actually have it on dry land by June the 18th, so a couple of days ago. But it's not going to happen now until Saturday. It will be raised, as you said there, and it will be left in position, hanging there in a sort of cradle out off the coast of Porticello before then being sailed on Monday towards Terni Imerese.
And as I said there, there are investigators both in the UK and in Italy who believe this is the only way really to raise the vessel, to find out exactly what happened. But just remind us of what we know about the sinking of the Bayesian last August.
Yeah. Well, this was in mid-August, and as you said, Mike Lynch, the tech billionaire, was on holiday with his wife and his daughter Hannah, and the yacht was struck by what they called a phenomenal torrential downburst, which was very strong winds and very heavy rains. They said it was around about 100 miles per hour wind, and this caused the yacht to sink in less than 16 minutes. The authorities have launched an investigation because there is some suggestion that perhaps portholes and doors were not latched down properly. They're also saying that bad weather had been forecast and not enough precautions were taken to prevent the Bayesian from sinking. We should also say, Claire, as well, that a yacht literally a few metres next door to or anchored a short distance away from the Bayesian did actually survive with no tragedy there, and nothing happened untoward to that yacht. So, yes, it's fundamental to raise it to the surface, and in that cradle at Termini Imerese, it will be inspected by prosecutors and by lawyers representing the three crew members who are accused of multiple manslaughter and causing a disaster. They were implicated last September by the local authorities here in Italy, but obviously that's no indication that it will continue to a full trial. They're just gathering evidence and will make a decision.
So a lot could ride on this event over the weekend, and you will be there to witness this. You will be able to stand there watch this happening.
Yes. They are expecting, I think, media from all over the world to be there, because I should imagine, as you said there, this is a yacht of 100, I think it was 30 million pounds, if not more. And also, I'm sure it'll be quite a sight to behold as it comes up from the depths of the Mediterranean, where it's been for the last almost best part of a year now. The stroke of luck that they also had, we should say, in the operation is that they saw, or they removed the mast. The Bazin had a trademark 170-foot mast. And once that was removed, it sort of parbuckled slightly the yacht, which made it raise slightly off the surface of the sea, which made it easier to thread the messenger lines underneath the hull at the back, at the stern of the yacht, which were causing problems earlier on this month, I was told, by the salvage crew. But the fact that they removed the yacht raised it slightly off the seabed and made their job a lot easier, because the original lifting plan was actually for it to be raised next weekend. But I'd say because of the removal of the mast, it has actually accelerated the operation.
All right, Nick, thank you very much for joining us from there today. Nick Pisa, senior global reporter with the Mail Online, who will be there to witness the Bayesian, which is set to be taken from the water over the weekend. I want to bring in Chris Reynolds now, former commanding officer with the Irish Navy Diving Section. And Chris was also former head of the Irish Coast Guard, of course. Chris, hello to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, we know that the preparations for this whole operation started a long time ago. Will you take us through what will have been done to get to this point where they feel they can raise the wreck tomorrow?
Okay, so there'll be a lot of interested parties in raising this wreck. It's a UK flag vessel, so the UK Marine Accident Investigation Branch will want to have a look at it. The coastal authorities, the Coast Guard in Italy, they'll want to have a look at it. Obviously, the Classification Society, who class these yachts, will want to have a look to know if they need to change the design and build of these super yachts, because this is a big implication for all the other billionaires out there who own super yachts. And of course, the family will want it as well. But ultimately, it's the insurers. It's called P&I Club, Protection Indemnity Club. It's called British Marine, and they have the duty to get this raised because they've been instructed by the Italian Coast Guard to remove the wreck. So they'll pay for it.
So what? How exactly will you describe to us, how do you expect them to lift this vessel out of the water? How will it happen tomorrow?
Okay, so what they've done so far is they've removed the mast, the 75-metre mast, and the rigging around the mast and the sails. They have also used, I would imagine, water lances, water jets, to make tunnels under the wreck, which they'll put straps underneath the wreck. These straps will then first be used to, as you heard, parbuckle, which is basically turn upright the vessel. So the vessel is now in its natural position. And once that's done, the crane that's there, called the Hebo 10, it's one of the biggest cranes in the world. It's on a floating pontoon. And that will just very, very slowly lift the vessel off the seabed. And the most critical point is as it breaks the surface. And that'll be done very, very slowly, because that's when the stresses on the vessel will be at their maximum.
Right, because I would imagine the potential for damage as it's being raised is quite high, is it?
Yes, yes. As I said, the most crucial time is physically leaving the seabed, and then when it breaks the surface, because obviously all the weight of water inside the vessel, and suddenly the gravity is now it's now returning to the vessel.
Mm-hmm. Is it normal that a vessel like this, having experienced something like this, would be raised in this way? Because the costs associated with it are phenomenal. But is that a lot of the reason why it's being done? You mentioned the insurers there, because there is an awful lot of money at stake.
Yes, the reason it hasn't happened now, I suppose the question is, who's going to pay for it? Will it be the UK flagged authorities? Will it be the Classification Society? Will it be the family? So what happens in this scenario, and happens in Ireland, the exact same in Ireland, is the head of the Coast Guard, I would have issued a wreck removal order. The owner of the wreck, in this case it's the wife of Mike Lynch, I'd issue a wreck removal order to her. She's then legally required to remove that wreck within a period of time. And she would then approach the insurers of the vessel, British Marine, who will then go to tender and pay for it. So that will take quite some time. And that's the procedure they've done. They've put an exclusion order around the wreck, like we would at home as well, to keep vessels away from it. And that's the process. And it's very similar to the Irish process.
And would you expect the investigation then to start pretty much immediately once they have it out?
Yes. I mean, the questions are, was it human error? Hatches open, vents open, not taking forecasts seriously. Was it design area the height of the mast, the weight of the mast, or was it a black swan event? It's clear all vessels have what's called a stability curve. And at one point in that curve, the writing moment goes from positive to negative. And once you go from positive to negative, usually just as the edge of the deck enters the water, that's it. The vessel's gone. So obviously something moves the stability curve from positive to negative. Probably the weight of the mast, it seems the most likely. And as it keeled over, there's a down flooding event into the vessel, which seems that vents and ports and hatches were opened. And now the vessel was gone. There was no saving it.
I would imagine when you have, you know, something like this that we're going to see over the weekend, the raising of a vessel is hugely emotional for the bereaved families involved.
It was. I was involved in the raising of the Tibonam and the Honeydew 2 back in 2007. And for the families, it's extremely emotional. We had this very public conversation going on about, do we raise the vessel upside down, do it quickly, or do we parbuckle it and bring it up properly? And should we raise it at all? Because once you raise the vessel, then a lot of things can appear and it can be very difficult for the family. And so it is a very emotional time. And we would normally bring the family out to the site on the day of the raising, not on the salvage vessel, but on a smaller craft, so they can be there. It's a kind of an emotional, not closure, but it's a point to the process. Mm-hmm.
So they're offered an opportunity to witness it if that's what they would like to do.
Yes, that's what we would do in Ireland.
Chris, thank you so much for the benefit of your expertise again. Chris Reynolds there, former head of the Irish Coast Guard. Coming up, we know we have lovely temperatures here this weekend and indeed today expected to reach 29 degrees in parts of the north and northwest of the country. But the UK is under an amber heat alert, health alert. Temperatures there are expected to reach 33 degrees Celsius. We'll have more on that after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.